This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Hello, Earthling. What is your name?
My name is JPC. Oh, wait. I'm an alien as well.
Yes, we're both aliens.
Yes, we know each other. You're Adel. I'm JPC.
And we are from the planet Gorgonzola.
Zola, geez.
And I'm Erin, and I am here too. And this is my alien voice.
Okay, so
us to your riddles.
When you said hello, Earthlings, we were talking to no one. We're just three aliens having dinner together.
Here, wait, no, I'll play a human.
No, me too.
Okay, me too.
Hey, wait. What's up? I'm Jeff.
Hey, I'm
Dave. I'm from Dearborn.
Jeff, I'm your roommate in Dearborn.
Yeah,
I'm Dave.
And who's
this? And I'm Mike, and I'm from the planet Gorgonzola.
No, hold on. No, fuck. No, someone has to be the alien.
Okay, we have
to
I'll be the alien.
Okay, at some point you have to say, take us to your puzzles, okay?
Okay,
or take us to your riddles.
Okay.
Reset, hey, what's up? Hey, it's me, Little Mike. Little Mikey Scottsdale, what's up?
And I'm Big Mike, and I'm also from Scottsdale.
Can you choose another fucking name in another city, please?
And I'm Medium Mike. And I'm from Gorgonzola, and I am an alien.
Medium
Take
Mike?
Me to your puzzles.
Pretty good.
I mean, I don't hate it, but...
Would you rather be...
I do.
Would you rather be Big Scott from Mikesdale?
Yes. Magic, oh, okay. Magic Scottsdale. I'm Adel Fi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Erin Keefe. And before we started recording, I was like, I'm going to be so chill in this episode. I'm just going to be like so relaxed and chill. And then we start an intro and I'm immediately Medium Mike.
Ooh, let's do a real chill episode. Let's do like a pure moods, just like Enya-esque relaxation. Hey, let's do like a spa. Well, that's annoying. But let's do like a spa. Let's do like a spa episode.
Okay, I'm going to put some lemon water everywhere.
Casey, can you put in some ocean waves?
It's like perfect storm ocean waves. That's like the most stressful ocean waves.
Okay, now calm ocean waves.
Now calm ocean waves.
And I'm going to sing some Enya, and I want everyone to close their eyes. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
I can't wait to hear what Erin thinks the lyrics to Enya songs are.
Okay, here we go.
me too. I can't wait.
Okay. My tears gone cold.
I read it. Okay, ready?
Okay.
I wonder with the ocean if I find you in motion. Mm. I wonder if I've been there.
Yep.
I wonder if I cut
Pick
hair.
It up.
I wonder if I'm gone Ooh. Home. I wonder if I'm alone.
You're the way to Hey Riddle,
I am going
a podcast with three improvisers from Chicago. Solve riddles that you submit, or we pull out of riddle
JPC
books.
We're the number one relaxation
and
Adel's podcast.
Also broken.
And the number
back on
every
riddle
podcast.
Sit back,
is broken,
sit back,
and even
relax,
Casey's broken.
And let these riddles wash over you.
Who can say
whether riddles are solved and the puzzles too?
Now we're going to ease it into a very easy riddle. Mm. What's wet, full of piss, and you're sitting in it.
JPC's
sister.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should try to branch out and do other formats for our riddle podcast.
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. So let's try. Yeah,
hold on, Adel. No. You didn't seem on board.
To
you didn't
seem on board.
You seem like you're just agreeing to it.
No. I just need to think about it for a minute. But I do agree. We need to rope in some other markets. And I feel like the relaxation market is untapped because nobody wants to bother them. right?
Okay. Yeah.
So let's, this episode, as much as possible, let's have a lot of relaxation, a lot of just like zen, checking in, you know, like feeling yourself, kind of spa treatment. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy that it was a total coincidence that I wore cucumbers over my eyes for this episode?
Well, they're covered in ranch, so your face is a fucking mess.
It looks like you maybe actually just too enthusiastically ate a salad.
Yeah, and you put carrots over your teeth, and they're covered in ranch.
That's
you look
exactly
like a goddamn.
That's exactly what happened, but it's sort of working.
Aaron the salad snowman
had a very carrot nose. And if you ever hummus.
Have you ever had the hiccups and ate a salad? It's not easy.
Speaking of things that we've all eaten, I would like to say that shortly before this recording, Mariah and I made some bean soup, some cannellini bean? Cannellini bean soup?
Oh, you mean chili.
That sounds really good.
No, it was like just like vegetable stock and some seasoning and cannellini beans. And we made some garlic bread. And I have introduced it while we've been in quarantine. Mariah just texted me, LOL. But while we've been in lockdown, I have introduced a new ranking system to the meals that we make together. And I give it a number of JPCs. And
oh, is this your Shaba ranking system, which you were talking about?
Yes. Mariah is very frustrated with my JPC ranking system because I'll be like, that meal, that was 14 JPCs. And she's like, what does that mean? And so today I gave it 10 JPCs, which is the highest number of JPCs that you can get for making soup.
Okay, wait, I have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. What's the thing that you can get the highest JPCs eating?
So far, it has been...
It's got to be ass, right?
If you get JPCs from eating ass, see a doctor.
Hold on, JPC in that situation stands for juicy, pus-filled...
Codules.
Quarters?
Quarters.
In that situation or all situations? Keep
in
going.
In both situations.
Quarters or goiters on your cooter?
I think we did like a sausage and peppers meal, which was this like tomato paste thing, and that got 14 JPCs, and that was a ton of JPCs.
What type of sausage are we talking, Veggie Boy?
Beyond Beef makes a Beyond sausage. Have you had it?
No, but the name Beyond Beef sounds awful.
Well, Casey was shocked by that.
Bed, Beef, and Beyond?
I can't wait till the vegans come after you, Adel.
Bed, Bath, and Beef.
Ooh, the vegans. Ooh. I'm shaking in my
beef,
Birkenstocks.
Beef, bath, my bath, and Beyond.
Hey, beef in my bath, beef in my bed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, JPC.
I shit my bed in my bath.
Have you ever had a meal in your life that's more than 14 JPCs? Like, what's the best meal you've ever had?
The rating system just opened up like 4 weeks ago. So it's hard to say because before the JPCs rating system existed, I really couldn't in good conscience give things JPCs. And my memory is so bad. I give my memory 4 JPCs. So I would never give something a ranking of JPCs based on memory, if that makes sense.
I had pumpkin muffins this morning that I made, and I'd give them 9 JPCs.
Whoa, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin muffins, please, Aaron. Puffins.
And I put maple syrup on them. They were really good.
It's either puffins or mumpkins.
How many JPCs would you give me in Adel?
I would give Adel 9 JPCs, and I would give you 11 JPCs. And then I would never forget either one of you.
I'm almost as good as the Beyond Beef.
No, that was 14 JPCs.
Thing.
You are so much worse than that. You guys have no idea what the system is like. It's not an equal number between each JPC. It's not an equal number of distance. So like one could be a mile, one could be a foot. So yeah, 14 JPCs is pretty high up there.
I just love that we stuck to our idea of making this a relaxing episode.
Oh, no, we got it. Ooh, I'm lighting all the candles.
Who's our old man pumpkins?
JPC will be old man pumpkins for this episode, which it's not old man pumpkins. It's not even close to Halloween. It's not even close to harvest time, guys.
Instead of old man puzzles, because it's our relaxation episode, it should be Om Man Relaxation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I will be Om Man Relaxation for this episode, and I wanted to start this episode with a couple listener-submitted warm-ups.
Ooh,
so these are going to be some warm-ups that we've had listeners submit. I will not say the dates on some of these, but a lot of them are over a year old. this one is from Thad. Thad not only says we can use their full name, but we can use their full name. So it's whole name Thad William Davis II.
Thad, hope you have a kid. Hope you name him Thad William Davis. Hope you get that TWD the three.
Hey, Thad, what's it like teaching sailing lessons every summer during high school? Because that's what your name sounds like.
Uh-huh. Adel, do you have a bully for Thad?
I got him back there.
Yeah, I also want to bully Thad, but give me a second here. So his name is Thad Williams Davis?
Thad William Davis.
Yeah, okay, I got one. How come in 1988 you challenged that kid on the ski slopes and, hold on, what's okay. like a, no, but I want to make it relaxing.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
I got one. Dad, what's it like owning stock in Vineyard Vines, asshole?
Ooh, me, now me. How much coke do you do a week, bitch?
Yeah, I think actually Thad's just like a normal listener who really loves the show.
Oh, never mind. Hi, Thad.
Anyway, Thad says, what word has the greatest distance between its first and last letters?
Thad Williams Davis.
Miles.
Nope. What's that?
Miles. It's like a...
It's a jazz musician.
It's like not... It's not like a long word. It's like a word that means long.
Oh, it's probably... Is it like the word a foot? Where it's like the...
Erin had it, but she didn't have it.
It's smiles.
Yes.
Smiles because there's a mile between two S's.
Uh-huh. It is smiles because there is a mile between the two S's.
I sort of got it.
Erin did get it. She said miles, which is wrong, but it's sort of right, and it helped Adel get there.
I want to see a scene. And so, Erin, you are in for some glamour shots at a Sears. I don't know where glamour shots take place, but you're at
a
Sears.
A lot of things happen at a Sears, a store that hasn't existed in like a decade.
And Japes, you are the photographer, and you're trying to do whatever you can to make Erin smile because for whatever reason, she's just not giving you a good picture.
Okay. Hey, so what's the occasion for this?
I've just been trying to...
Well, look at you. You're the saddest girl in the world.
I just need this for dating profiles.
Need this for a dating profile?
Yeah. Okay. I thought maybe I'd get a glamour shot. I'm recently single after about 20 years.
Oh. I was way off with girl. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. And also, I'm normally very happy. I just had sort of a hard 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, traditionally, and I honestly want to say this to make you comfortable, as a photographer, we want to kind of get you at your best, especially if this is for a dating profile. Uh-huh. You probably want to look a little happy. Can you tell me just a few quick things about your life? Maybe I can find some rays of sunshine. I'm actually really good at finding rays of joy in people's lives. And maybe I can help you bring some of that out.
Sure. I ate banana bread that was too hot once, and now I can't taste.
Oh, no. That's a permanent thing.
I had a cat I got really attached to, and it ran away to my neighbor's house. And today, I was driving down the road, and there was a cement truck in front of me. And instead of cement, it was filled with blood. And it tipped over, and I went into it. And now my car and my heart and my I'm covered in blood.
Okay, so you can drive. So let's do something with that.
Yeah, we cut to the sign outside the photo station, and it does say rays of sunshine, and it says photographer Raymond Smiles.
You know, I like driving. I drive a Prius because it's good for the environment. And
I drive a hearse.
You drive a hearse. Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know what makes me smile? Hershey's chocolate. How would you like a little chocolate bar? And maybe that would turn that frown completely upside down. Here you go.
I'm allergic to sugar.
Okay. So that's going to make life a lot worse, huh? Okay. You know what? You said you want to do a dating profile. Why don't we do create like a little mock dating profile on the fly? So what are some of your interests? What are some of your hobbies?
Okay. Trying to get my cat back from my neighbor.
Sure. That's more like a mission. And less of a hobby. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, for enjoyment in your life? Maybe Netflix and chill.
I like Googling what things taste like, and then I'll eat the thing, and I'll pretend I can taste it.
Oh, that feels maybe sadder. That feels maybe sadder than what would just be living with the way that you are, huh?
Hey, I'm so glad we matched on Tinder. You look
Me
just
too.
Like...
Me too, I had a rough day.
Same.
Yay!
We did it, the perfect scene.
Yay, we did the perfect scene. And by perfect scene, I mean it was just okay because of me, and then Adel did a perfect outline. Thank you, Adel JPC.
The funny part is if you're ever at an improv show and there's like two people, one of them is a very big character, one of them is, you know, obviously like the straight man character, and then someone tags out the big character to do a scene with us. I've seen that happen before, and I'm like, What are you doing? Like, what did you think? What did
every
you
every once in a while? That's so funny.
Possibly
going to
take someone else. Yeah.
Did you just want to do another scene as a big character, but you didn't want to do the hard work of like setting that character up? You just want to like go off, queen. Very fun. Okay, and back to chill. I'm
home. Back to chill.
Oh my god.
Yes, chill. Ooh, everything's nice.
Bath
everything's
and Body
chill.
Works.
Good warm
yes.
up.
Yes.
Okay, this next
picture
warm-up.
A shark too big. Pull back. Pull
scale back. Back.
Scale back. Pull out.
Ooh. Pull out.
Scale back. Pull out.
Just remember this... how anthropology smells. Too good. Scale back.
This next one is from a person who appears to have two first names, John David, and I'll let you guess the order.
John David, would you create fucking Garfield? Bitch.
John David, did you have fun sailing with your friend?
Yep. Great. John David says, I couldn't sleep and I was re-listening to the podcast. Have you guys considered recording a bunch so I can binge just like I found a 3-year-old podcast? Well, good news. John, you sent this message August of 2018. So we basically have already done that for you. So I hope you're still listening. John said this warm up.
We weren't even a month in.
I know.
Aaron wasn't born yet.
I hadn't even been born.
Aaron was only 21 years old.
I was only 21 years old.
Okay, here's the riddle from John. Loves the podcast, makes him very happy. Can't wait for more. Okay. Old woman Susie has 10 candles on a table near a window. She, irresponsibly, walks away with the candles lit and the window open. When she comes back, 2 candles have burnt out. Deciding to do nothing, she continues about her day. By the end of the day, she comes back to find 1 more candle burnt out.
I know it. Princess Di.
Thank you. Susie, pretending to be a responsible homeowner, closes the window and goes to bed with the candles still lit like a dang idiot. How many candles does she wake up to?
Okay, so this 10. This is bad because it's confusing.
Okay.
So towards the end, there's only 1 candle lit and then it goes out. And
like
then it says,
candle
and then it says, how many does she wake up to? So she wakes up to 10 candles because it didn't ask lit candles.
She has 10 candles on her table. She walks away on a table near a window. She walks away with the candles lit and the window open. When she comes back, 2 candles have burned out. Deciding to do nothing, she continues about her day. By the end of the day, she comes back to find 1 more candle burn out. She shuts the window. She goes to sleep. And when she, I'm sorry, pretending to be the responsible homeowner, she closes the window, goes to bed with the candles still lit like a dang idiot. How many candles does she wake up to?
10.
Okay, that's incorrect.
No, I'm sorry. She wakes up to, so there's 10 in the candle holder, but what's unsaid.
Menorah.
Candelabra menorah. What's unsaid is that the morning she wakes up is her 21st birthday, so there's 31 candles.
There's 37 dresses.
I am 31 candles and then some.
Is it like the math of this matter?
What?
I want to see a scene.
The specifics, yes.
I want to see a scene.
Do the specifics of this riddle matter?
I want to see a scene. Jake, yes. You are Cogsworth. I'll be playing Lumiere. Aaron, you are Bell. And Cogsworth and I and Lumiere are introducing ourselves to you. And you are, it's not. You can't, your brain can't process it, and you're freaking out.
Wow, I really wish I hadn't just wandered into this cold castle.
Bonjour,
looking for
greetings. I am a candle, and this is a big clock.
Does he talk?
No. What, you think everything talks here?
Yeah, I assume because you talked.
No.
Do you two have a thing?
Yes, we're fucking.
Okay.
I have a song about it. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I do.
9, 2, 5, feel alive, fuck a cock, and I'm...
sorry. I'm sorry.
Can I be honest? I did not have a song.
4 p.m.
No, it's noon. It's noon, Cogsworth. What do we say at noon? What do we say at noon? Welcome. Welcome. To say it, Cogsworth.
He doesn't talk.
So what's your deal? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah. What are you, like 45?
That's the worst first question.
You're like 45?
That's the worst first 46? Question to ask a person.
46?
I'm 20 or something like that.
Did you
notice? I'm Belle. I have a song about it.
Oh, okay.
I am Belle. Yes, I am. Do you want a piece of ham? Is it nothing better than fucking a clock? Can I be honest? They didn't have a song.
No, the show.
Belle. I let you stay here in my castle. And don't get me wrong. I love that you're here. But ever since you showed up, I have noticed that, you know my big clock in the hallway?
Yeah.
Well, someone's been fucking it. And I know it's not me, because I would destroy that clock. There wouldn't be no clock.
Beast, it's not...
Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically, there could be a few people in the castle fucking
the clock. No, it's just you and me in this castle. There's no other people here.
Oh, I mean, but some of the... But remember when the teacup sang Tale as Old as Time, and I danced around the ballroom with that clock?
Knock, 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 Beast. I'm here to fuck your clock.
It's my dad.
See.
It was Gaston, but I made it my dad. That's not a little improv trick.
Was it Gaston or gaslighting?
Yeah.
No one gaslights like Gaston. Yes, Aaron, the specific amount of candles in this riddle does matter to get the answer.
Okay, then read it again.
Okay. I will read it one more time. Old woman Susie has 10 candles on a table near a window. She walks away with the candles lit and the window open. When she comes back, 2 candles have burnt out. Deciding to do nothing, she continues about her day. By the end of the day, she comes back to find 1 more candle has gone out. Susie, pretending to be responsible, closes the window and goes to bed with the candles still lit. How many candles does she wake up to?
8.
Doesn't say she leaves with the candles, and when she comes back, 2 are out? So she have 2 candelabras?
She walks away with the candles lit. She walks away. All the candles are lit.
She walks away while the candles are lit. She doesn't walk away with the candles.
No. When she comes back, 2 of them are out. She comes back again, another one has gone out.
7?
So when you say out, that means the candles left to like go party?
Well, the window's closed now.
So the window's closed now.
So... But is that why the candles were going out before?
Yes, because a gust from the window was blowing candles out.
Come to my candle.
So it's not
blow
0.
Blow my candles out.
It's not 0 and it's not 7.
No, it's not 0 and it's not 7. And this is a warm up.
Is it a number or is this like a trick?
It is a number.
Okay.
You could literally
1.
Just.
1.
No, it's not 1.
2.
2. 3.
3.
Great, you got it. And we'll just move
69.
On.
69. Explain the riddle to us.
Is it like because of a certain amount of hours that pass? What is
no.
it?
So it's 3 because the 3 candles that the wind blew out are still candles. The other candles have all burned away in the night, so they are no longer candles.
That makes so much sense. I like that one.
How short are these candles that they're burning away in the night?
Let me see. John says
these are bad candles.
Very short.
These are bad candles.
John said that they were very short. Thank you so much for your riddle, John. Riddle John. Yeah.
Riddle John, Robin Hood.
So this, next one is, let me just double check. This is coming from Andrew. Andrew includes in a PS, they love the show. Andrew includes in a PS that, my wife wants to be best friends with Aaron.
Aww.
How
long ago was that though?
This is 2015. So this is quite a while ago. This is from September of 2018. The warm-up riddle, that, Andrew has suggested is this. Where do Russians keep their armies?
Up their sleeveys.
Up their sleeveys. Congratulations. in fairness, Andrew also included some more riddles that we've already done. But I really liked that up their sleeveys joke.
In middle school, we had these like math problem sheets where if you got, like you decoded it by doing math and then you could figure out the answer to a joke. And that was one of them. And I thought it was so funny the first time I heard it.
Do you remember the math that you did to get that answer?
It was probably like X equals like another fucking letter, some shit.
All right. Moving right along. This is a warm-up riddle from Chris. Chris says...
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, James and I are in your class, and you are you're a math teacher who despises math.
Okay, guys, I know I'm 20 minutes late and I'm holding a Starbucks. Let's just do this. Anyone have any questions on the homework?
Mrs. Division?
What?
Your homework didn't include math at all.
Oh, okay. Was that my question or did I ask if you had any questions about the homework?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Mrs. Division, I have a question.
Sure.
You said that you were holding a Starbucks, but you're holding three cake pops?
Yeah. I got them from Starbucks.
Is any item that you get at Starbucks a Starbucks?
Yeah. You get one of those like sad egg sandwiches, that's a Starbucks.
Okay.
You get a water, Starbucks. You leave with the key to their bathroom, that's a Starbucks.
Oh, I see. This is a test. So, three cake pops. Each cake pop is $1.89.
No. Ah, blah. That's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Ah, blah. I hate numbers. Blah, blah, blah. I have to shower.
Oh, so you do know that we have a chalkboard. You know what that is, right? Because you've never used it, and most of our other teachers who have taught us math have used it to put...
They're still using chalkboards and not smartboards?
It's a very poor school. This is rural Oklahoma.
Then why do I have a smart board? Wow. I make a little doodle and then I can move
That's just a regular board. That's a regular chalkboard with a graduation hat on it.
Yeah. Smart
and
board.
And you wrote smart on it.
I'm an innovator. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm tired of this.
Miss Division, do you not like your job?
What does that mean?
Well, it seems like you don't ever have an interest in teaching us math, and we're all very eager to learn math, which is a rarity in this world.
Okay, yeah, when we had a substitute, when we had Miss Nomer in, she taught us all of geometry in one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, that's amazing.
Why are you?
Ask me a question about math. I'll answer it, okay? Will you get off my back?
Okay.
And let me, I'm watching Ally McBeal for the first time, and I'd like to get back to it.
Okay, what's the Pythagorean theorem?
Okay, I love that question. And it is X equals, which one is this? What is what is it actually?
I don't know. I just saw it in our textbooks.
We're in your class. We shouldn't know. Don't Google it.
I'm just Googling it as a joke.
You're touching the smart board again. That's not going to get you anywhere.
I don't think you know what a joke is. And also, do you know how to spell Pythagorean?
I don't want to tell you how I did it.
You wrote on the chalkboard and you wrote out pathetic Korean.
I've also never seen someone Google while they're with three cake pops in one hand.
Yeah, your image
it
results are
that
for...
the area of the square whose side is the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the areas.
Why are you on fire?
I watched a bird fly into your mouth.
Scene.
It's A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Teaching is thankless, everyone. And they are our true, teachers are our true frontline warriors.
A crumb from my meal earlier just went down my throat.
Everyone write a postcard to a teacher right now. We'll wait.
Mm-hmm. No, we won't. Moment of silence for all of our teachers.
My sister is a elementary school teacher.
Is she teaching remotely?
Yeah, she is. And every day she's one of my favorite people to listen to.
Sorry, is this Molly?
Yeah. She's one of my favorite people to listen, read out loud. Like her voice is so dynamic. It's so good. And she sends me, she's reading Wayside School, the newest Wayside School, to her students. And she sends me a chapter a day that she sends them of her reading it. And it is so soothing. 10 out of 10.
I hope the publishers of Wayside School don't hear this because it sounds like what she's doing is theft.
Yeah, you know what? They should sue her because she is Mrs. Money Buckets. Teachers make so much money.
Wow, yeah. Sacker's pissed.
Sacker's
blowing a gasket.
He's losing a whole lot of money.
Amazing.
Okay. This is another one. This is a warm-up riddle from Chris. Chris says, what is the least spoken language in the world?
Sumerian.
Ancient Sumerian.
Sign language.
Aaron gets it right. That's right. It is sign language. It's not a spoken language. Chris says, thanks for being hilarious, y'all. #, keep it real.
Signs, everywhere. Signs.
Isn't that weird?
Wow, that is weird.
This is not even my shirt. This is Sean's.
That email was from 2018.
Holy crap.
And Aaron's wearing the shirt. Okay, there's one more of these warm-up riddles that I want to get to. This one is from Laurel. Laurel said... Yes, fuck, it's from Laurel Canyon. God damn it. This one is... I don't know. Maybe this is a little harder. Oh, I'm sorry. She included two. Laurel's sent a warm-up riddle and then a riddle. We'll get to both. Laurel says, love the podcast. Happy to push as many of my friends into listening to it as possible.
Push.
You inspired me to write a riddle. So this is the riddle that Laurel actually wrote. A bit of land to call my own.
a sneaky scheme to take the throne. Find me displaying natural log or between pro and epilogue. What am I?
Shakespeare.
Oh, I can already tell this is amazing.
It's Shakespeare. Adel, you got it? No, it's not. Of course not. no, it's not.
Could you read it again? This is really cool.
Okay, I'll read it again. A bit of land to call my own. A sneaky scheme to take the throne. Find me displaying natural log or between pro and epilogue.
Find me displaying what? Natural log. Does that mean like taking a shit?
Yes. That's the only way to display natural log. That's what I say. I'm like, whoa, log? Check that. That guy over there is displaying natural log.
So it's like
log.
Prologue and epilogue. Is it a book thing? Is it a story thing?
I will say that this is a word that has a lot of different meanings, and each line in this is a different meaning for the word.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll read it one more time. A bit of land to call my own.
Cool. Let's stop there. Aaron Great. And I, a bit of land to call my own. That would be like... a frontiers person. This would be like a deed to the land. This would be like a farmer.
Yeah.
A bit of land to call my own. Acre.
This is good. This is a smart way to do this. I think you guys are doing it smart. Can I go on to the next one?
Yeah, please.
You're percolating things.
Home.
A sneaky scheme to take the throne.
Great. A sneaky scheme to take the throne would be subterfuge, or that would be like... What's it called when you, like a kangaroo court, when you like overthrow a captain? It's like, what is that
Captain
called?
Kangaroo.
Captain
what
Kangaroo.
What is that? When you
mutiny.
Usurp the throne.
A mutiny of land.
What are you usurping on?
You guys are on the right track. This word I would say is a very simple word. Here's the next one. Find me displaying natural log. You won't get that one, so we'll move on. And then here's the final one. Or between pro and epilogue.
So between pro and epilogue, we have prologue,
story?
Monologue, and epilogue. Was it mono?
No. I mean, so Aaron's right on the right track with story.
Story, book, pages.
Yeah, so it's a thing in between the prologue and the epilogue.
Characters.
Conflict, climax.
But remember, it's also something that you would call a bit of land.
Parcel.
And it's also a sneaky scheme. This is great. I love this riddle. And you guys are struggle session.
I got it.
Yep.
What is
plot.
It?
Plot.
Plot.
Yeah. Ah! It is plot. Very, very nice.
I
love that riddle.
Notorious plot.
Laurel, thank you for sending that in almost a year and a half ago. That was awesome. And then Laurel... also includes this riddle, and this riddle has a title, which is something I absolutely love. This riddle is called Josephine's Problem. Ready? Josephine's Problem. In Josephine's kingdom, every woman has to pass a logic exam before being allowed to marry. Every married woman knows every married woman knows about the fidelity of every man in the kingdom except for her own husband. And etiquette demands that no woman should be told about the fidelity of her husband. So you know about the fidelity of every other couple in the kingdom, and I guess it's all straight monogamous relationships, but you don't know about the fidelity of your own husband. Also, a gunshot fired in any house in the kingdom will be heard in any other house. Queen Josephine announced that at least one unfaithful man, had been discovered in the kingdom, and that any woman knowing her husband to be unfaithful was required to shoot him at midnight following the day after she discovered his infidelity.
Okay, hold on. So far, you're just describing a perfect world.
A perfect world. How did the wives manage this? Remember, they cannot communicate to each other.
I want to say gut instinct.
It's a women's intuition.
Women just know.
I think I know the answer. I think the answer is if all women just shoot and kill their husbands, there's nobody left to dispute the infidelity.
Well, I believe that would be one answer. That's not the correct answer. But it is correct to believe women. So when all the women of the kingdom kill their husbands, the right response is correct.
I guess have all of them say... I don't know.
So at least one of them was shot and killed, and you said
no.
No.
So Queen Josephine said in the kingdom, she announced there's at least one unfaithful man that has been discovered.
Yep.
And that any woman knowing her husband to be unfaithful was required to shoot him at midnight.
And then what are we trying to solve?
How did the wives manage this? How did they manage to do this when they can't communicate to each other? So you as a wife, Adel, let's make you walk a mile in a wife's shoes. You as a wife know about the infidelity of or the fidelity of everyone else in the kingdom except your own husband, mm-hmm. and every other wife is in that same position.
Well, if you can't tell the other wives, I could tell another person's husband, and they could relay the information to another wife.
No, you can't. You can't communicate in any way with the other people via the husband or the wife.
Okay, what if I walked in and caught my spouse cheating?
Can you ask your spouse?
Nope, you can't talk to them. You have. You can only use the information that was presented to get it across. You can't talk to anyone or anything.
I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it, and it's also a famous song. Let me smell that dick.
Everybody
smells their husband's dick.
No, it's you can't use dick smells. It's,
well, wouldn't a woman know? Like, wouldn't one of the other wives know if she had been unfaithful?
I love how casually you said, "No, we can't use dick smells."
Yes, one. So, if you are exist in the kingdom, let's say that you're a wife in the kingdom, and that and the queen announces someone has been unfaithful, you would already know about it, Aaron. Everyone in the kingdom would know about it, except the person who's.
Cheated on the guy with?
Nope.
Could it be that she couldn't say,
like, I didn't cheat on my husband?
It does not involve anyone communicating with anyone. That is not
the
answer.
It's a sound thing?
Did two husbands sleep with each other in a wife song?
It is a sound thing. I'm sorry?
Did two husbands sleep with each other?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with who cheated or why they cheated or communicating that they cheated. The information in the riddle is the only thing that you need to solve it.
So it's a sound thing. The important part is you can hear a gunshot from all the other places.
Yeah, a gunshot fired in any house in the kingdom will be heard in any other house. And at least one person has been ordered, the queen has ordered at least one man to die, basically.
And so we're trying to figure out how the wives did this, but what is this?
How did the wife manage to uncover who was the cheater and who wasn't?
But did they or did the queen just say that?
Yes, the queen has given this order. The order will be followed. But how do you know to shoot your husband, basically? That's the question.
How do you know to go ahead and shoot?
And it's because it's something you haven't heard.
I mean,
if
you're not talking to anyone, it has to be a different sense.
Did one of the women get pregnant from
noticeable like that?
Is there like a 100-year-old man and his wife is pregnant?
You guys are adding all of these extra details that I've told you multiple times are not part of it.
Okay, but it's a little bit confusing because how could you communicate something throughout without talking? What sound are they using?
The only sound that matters is the sound of the gunshot.
And sounds like a Bob Dylan song.
Someone shoots a gun up into the air and then they react to that. Mm-mm. I don't know. I'm done with this. Can you tell us what the answer is?
And the rain falls in South Dakota all upon the plains, and the trees grow in strange ways tonight.
Me and Cinderella had it all together.
No, that's Jacob
we could
Dylan.
Shoot a
no.
one gun in a little bungalow.
boy.
Okay, Aaron's done. Adel?
Mercy?
Yeah, okay. I will do the mercy roll. So, if you are a wife and you believe that everyone in the kingdom is not cheating. If you are a wife and you believe that everyone in the kingdom has not cheated, and the queen announces someone has cheated, the only one that you know that you can be sure of is your husband, which means your husband is the cheater. So if at night it rings midnight and there's one gunshot, we know we got the cheater. But if you exist in the community and you know that there's at least, like, you're a wife and you know there's at least one person who has cheated. You'll wait till midnight. The gunshot will go off and you're like, great, the cheater has been found. But if the gunshot doesn't go off, then you know that there's at least two cheaters in the kingdom.
This has a huge
I love this.
What if the women are using silencers?
Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da-da. That's true, Adel. And it does say a gunshot fired in any house in the kingdom will be heard in any other house. So you found the hole in the woman's riddle by just blatantly not listening to one critical piece of information for the riddle.
I didn't
how
hear
you,
what you
how
just
does
said.
That feel, Laurel?
I didn't hear what you just said, but we are going to take a nice, relaxing
oh,
little
yeah,
break.
Oh, yeah, we're all chill.
Just a
chill.
Real calm break. So go ahead and close your eyes, let these advertisements wash over you, and we'll be right back with more Hey, Riddle Riddle.
Shoot, your husband's
cheating on you. Aaron, JPC, shh, shh, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like yeah. humans do.
Adele, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Oh, dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, okay. Midnight Lux would have been such a good penguin baseball player yeah. name. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, the penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix Sleep Quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up. Wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, 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 quack.
And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
We're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I gotta talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps mm-hmm. me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional riding to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC. What was it?
Cat scan.
What was it?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun.
And pull your spine up one vertebrae at a time. Put your head aligned with the stars. Mm-hmm. And you're accepting the starlight into your body and out of your butt.
Let the starlight pull your vertebrae out of your butt. Let it rip your spine through your anus.
Just straight out of your ass.
Let the elastic nature of your sphincter open up to your spinal cord and brainstem.
Hey guys, I'm back from the bathroom. What did I
miss?
Nothing, nothing.
Nothing.
Why are you both shirtless?
This is
an experiment for school. No. We're not shirtless. We're not doing school.
We don't go to school anymore.
We don't go to school.
I want riddles.
Aaron finally wants riddles.
I'm hungry, hungry, hungry for riddles.
Well, my little Aaron hippo, let's see how hungry you are when you realize that we are going back to the blue book.
No.
Okay, I'm actually good. I ate before.
I do actually have some good news for you guys. We are done with the blue book.
Woo!
Section one. We now move into the next section.
Misleading.
Casey is laughing so hard.
Misleading.
Nothing, come on.
The first section of the blue book that we worked in was called Clever Puzzles, and now we move on to Tricky Puzzles.
Ugh.
Are you ready for some tricky puzzles?
I'm so sorry. I do have to do a dead stop at those being clever puzzles.
Oh, yeah. Those are the clever ones.
Did you misspeak?
Imagine how tricky these must be if those were how clever the other ones were.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to do a dad stop real quick. Hey, kids, knock it off. Sorry, my kids were banging on the closet.
No, you know what? Hold on. That is gonna be a dad stop. Give me 1 second.
Kevin! Kevin!
Okay. Kevin.
Hold on. I got a dad stop.
Hey, Amanda, where's my Dodge Durango? Where is my Dodge Durango?
And that's going to be a dad stop. Hi, Hungry. I'm dad. I don't have kids.
I don't have kids.
Adelaide do.
together. We're raising a son together.
We're raising a son together. And we're His doing name it with is lots Amanda of love. Kevin. We decided to give him our two names after our two favorite actors, Amanda Pete and
Kevin Pete.
Her husband is a commercial actor. He's lesser known. This riddle is called The Tracks of My Tires.
Another Dylan song?
Yeah, Tracks of My Tires. The police found a murder victim, and they noticed a pair of tire tracks leading to and from the body.
They can I just follow- say, that's not a big accomplishment to find a murder victim. That's easy. Any cop can do that.
Yeah, it says that these guys were really trying to steal a lot of glory for that, but actually, they didn't even find that someone called it in.
Nothing to brag about.
Yeah. Actually, that
it's
would be insane.
It's always a guy with his dog. You guys, it's always the police. A guy with his dog.
Always.
HBO's
the police found the murder victim. Yeah.
I listen to a lot of murder podcasts, and it's 99% of the time, it's either two people on a date or a guy with his dog who find a body.
The last two series, like The Outsider on HBO and Dead to Me Season 2, both have dead bodies found by dogs.
Also, Aaron, I read a blog post because I was trying to think about what are some date ideas during lockdown? And one of the top ones was top 10 date ideas during lockdown. One of them was stumble across a body with your significant other. Helps solve the mystery.
You have a joint trauma. That'll do it.
This does say the police found a murder victim. So it sounds like the police found them, which means who are you interviewing? What witness was there? The police? You going to interview the police? Good luck to you. Anyway, that's just some of my stand-up. and they noticed a pair of tire tracks leading to and from the body. They follow the tracks to a nearby farmhouse where two women and a man were sitting on the porch. There was no car at the farmhouse, and none of the three could drive. The police arrested the man. Why did the police do that?
Men are more violent.
Men are more violent, and you use profiling to figure out who is more violent.
Men
and
are more
arrest
violent.
Them.
Turtle power?
The answer is it doesn't matter. They arrested a random one because they are going to use illegal techniques to force a confession. So, and it's going to be thrown out in court by a good lawyer. So our only defense.
There's tire tracks leading to a farm. They get to the farm. There's no car, but there's two women and a guy sitting on a porch and none of them can drive?
No car at the farmhouse. None of the three could drive.
So... How,
so what happened was they went to the farmhouse. Maybe the guy drove, the dead body drove, not when he was dead.
The dead body drove.
The man who went
Aaron,
to the,
Aaron, surely you're not suggesting a dead body drove to the farmhouse.
I saw it.
I was working on the curb late one night when a car rode up with a man inside.
Maybe the car
went.
He was
dead but driving. What a spook.
I think maybe the car went from the
farmhouse.
You're
not finishing it?
Well, Aaron started talking. I want to be respectful.
Okay, sorry.
I think maybe the car went from the house to the opposite direction.
Driving in reverse or whatever.
So he put it from drive into
it went,
nuke. It
maybe,
was a car. It was a dead man car.
Maybe
a
the car ended up where the dead guy was.
So they didn't find a car at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not where the dead man was, not at the farmhouse.
So here's my theory.
Okay.
So... You don't have to drive a car to move it. So maybe they put it in neutral and he pushed it. So maybe his hands were covered in car. What's on the back of a car? Like
bumper stickers.
Bumper sticker paint.
Bumper sticker. Wait, hold on. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. Bumper sticker paint. Paint that paints on a bumper sticker. Oh my God.
So you
this
can let
idea
this
sucks.
Is nothing.
You can let everyone know that your kids went to fucking Clemson.
We get
everyone's
it. Your
kids go to Clemson. How is that possible?
I have a bumper sticker that says my kid was suspended from Clemson.
No, one of my best friends went to Clemson. It's a very good school. But
and one of my
I feel
kids
like I see that
band,
bumper sticker a lot.
One of my kids is in the band Clem Snide, so different Clems for different fams.
Different Clems.
Is it that there's something on his hands that indicate that he pushed the car?
No. I love that though. Something on his hands.
How, then
the
why
car.
Do the tire marks even matter if there's no car?
Interesting, Aaron. That's suss that out and you've got the answer.
I got it. So
yes.
he didn't have to drive a car because the bottom half of his body is a car. It's Carman.
He
it's
is Carman. Bumblebee.
It's CarMax.
Is it bike tires? Is it a different kind of tire?
It is not bike tires. I'll say that much.
Tractor tires.
No.
So if none of them can drive... Then
wagon
and they
tires.
Move the car.
Here's a couple clues. The police didn't ask any questions, but merely used their powers of observation.
Man was holding a gun.
Nope. When the next one is, when the police arrived, none of the three suspects was carrying a weapon or wearing bloodstained clothing. And the police correctly deduced that the man was the murderer. So they did get it right. It was the man, not the two women.
So if there's two women and a man on the porch and then there's a dead man, we can assume that the dead man in the woods was cheating on his wife because there was a gunshot.
Amen. Yes.
What was the tire? Like what made the tire marks?
My girl, that's the crux of it. You almost have it, my dear.
Can we ask yes or no questions?
Yes.
Were the tire marks made by a car?
Hold on. Aaron's first yes or no question was wheelbarrow.
You know.
Aaron, no. Were the tire marks made by a car? No.
Okay.
Were they made by a tractor?
No.
Were they made by something that was in the barn?
No.
Were they made by something you drive?
It's something you drive. I guess not exactly.
Were they made by something that they found later? Like, did they see the thing that made the tire marks?
They saw it immediately. It wasn't something that they found later.
Was he painting tire marks on the ground?
No. I'll read this again. The police found a murder victim, and they noticed a pair of tire tracks leading to and from the body. They followed the tracks to a nearby farmhouse. Listen to this. Where two women and a man were sitting on the porch. Sitting on the porch.
Oh, wheelchair.
Yeah, buddy. The man was in a wheelchair and he was a murderer. Well, we assume. I mean, he rolled away from a dead body. That could mean anything. He could have just found it. Anyway, the guy's going to fucking jail and the police ask zero questions. Does that seem right? No.
No.
Bad country. Burn it down.
Next terrible riddle, man. Please.
This next terrible riddle also has a terrible title. This terrible title is The Upset Woman. And it's just a picture of Erin after she's recorded three episodes of the podcast.
Yeah, that's funny. I like
that joke. I mean, really, one episode, half an episode, 10 minutes of the first episode, just the ads. When the woman saw him, she was upset, even though she had never seen him before. She'd left some food for him because she knew he would be hungry.
The devil.
But he could not reach the food because he had an iron bar across his back. He died soon after, and the woman was pleased.
Mouse or rat? It's a mouse or a rat in a trap.
It's pole dog.
Okay. I would like to see a scene. Adel, you are going to be playing pole dog. So Aaron and I are going to be watching like Saturday morning cartoons, and they're going to try to shoehorn a new character to Saturday morning cartoons, and it's going to be pole dog.
Okay, I got my Fruit Loops.
I love Saturday morning cartoons.
Me too.
Hey, kids. It's me, Pole Dog. Who are you voting for in the upcoming primaries?
We're kids. We can't vote. Well, he can't hear us.
Not voting is rough.
What? Should we know who this character is?
Rough.
Oh, he repeated it.
But I'd be doggone if I'm going to let you not vote. So what you need to do is take your parents' wallets, take out their IDs, and vote for them.
Is that Scooby-Doo?
I think that is Scooby-Doo.
I'm so high. Let me make a sandwich because of all the weed in my system.
Hold on. Wait, is this cartoon advocating for getting high
bread,
and committing voter
then
fraud?
Meat. Bread, then meat, then a magazine, then mustard. Bread, then a magazine, and mustard, and
why
cats.
Why is he emphasizing MAGA in magazine? He's hitting that MAGA part really hard in magazine. Why is
I'm
going to
go get
that?
Mom.
Yeah, please do.
Build a wall.
Oh, he's coming out of the TV. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Ringo. Ringo.
I'm scared. That's a horror movie.
Bulldog. He comes out of the TV and starts singing Ringo.
I want to see another scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a mouse or a rat, whatever you decide.
Sure.
You are in a mouse trap, and your pride is a little bruised. And you're trying to talk Adel out of like throwing you away or killing you. Adel, you're the one who set the trap. You're the human. So, GPC, try to charm your way out of this one.
Oh, gross. Oh, it's still moving.
Hey, gorgeous.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, you think I'm gorgeous?
I don't know. Is there another stunning drop dead 10 in this kitchen?
Oh,
my back hurts because all the blood's rushing to my dongle dingle ding. Anyway, you look beautiful. Hey, honey, baby, gorgeous.
I don't like the way you're talking to me. I'm going to go ahead and throw you in the trash here.
No, hold on. You're absolutely right. That was a test. Men are pigs, and they should not talk to smart, intelligent women the way that I was doing. Okay. Hey, here's a... Oh, boy. Why don't... You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we reset, hard reset.
You're lifting up my skirt.
No. How could I? You lift this piece of metal...
With your little hands.
Okay. You lift this piece of metal off my back, okay. And then I give you a back massage, huh? Who doesn't love a back massage?
I don't want a back massage from you. You're a rat. You're a rat. No, that's gross.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. I'm sure that
I see what's going on. You're desperate. You want to save your own life. So you're saying I'm beautiful, even though I don't have a boyfriend or anybody significant in my life. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw you in the trash and be done.
That's a crime. For you not to have a boyfriend. How does someone like you not have a boyfriend? Stop. What are you doing? Hold on. You know what I can do? Dating profile. I know I'm a rat, but rats see everything. I know what guys like. I know what ladies like. Maybe we do that back massage thing. We do that trade that you...
Hey, Ratty, what are you doing laying over there? Get up and come give me a kiss.
Are you dating Coco Cashmere?
No. Let me die.
I'm a mouse.
Let me die. I'd actually prefer it.
No. Oh, here, I'll let you go. I'll let you go. Set you back in your house here.
Okay, hitting on that human woman.
And I get back in the trap and snap. Oh, boy.
Save.
Truly didn't mean to do that voice.
The mouse that runs back into the trap. All right, this next riddle, again, pretty tricky puzzles. It's called Bertha's Travels. Every day, Bertha travels 30 miles in the course of her work. The curse of her work. She doesn't travel in a wheeled vehicle and never has problems with traffic, the police, weather, or airports. What does she do? She travels 30 miles every day, but she never has trouble with police or the airports.
She is a Disney Imagineer, and every day she goes to work, gets on a roller coaster, and tests it out.
Roller coaster is a good answer, but no, that is not correct.
She's a roller coaster doctor.
I need to see a really quick
scene. Is there a doctor on this roller coaster?
My name is Dr. Roller Coaster.
Adel, I want to see you just trying to come home after your day job, which is just riding roller coasters all day. And JPC, you are that person's partner.
Hey, sweetie.
Oh, hey. Hey, Kyle.
Yeah, I'm just going to lay down.
We
had a rough day today.
Yeah, we said that we would make dinner together when you came home. Remember?
Yeah. I know I said that, but we.
Yeah, but do you remember?
Really
that?
Had a lot of trouble today with the roller
coasters.
Okay,
but do you remember that Dr. Greenbaum told us that we should try to do these communal things together? Do you remember?
I remember that. Sorry, I'm just gonna keep both arms inside this relationship.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
I want you to be here with me, and I want you to make dinner, and I want you to give a shit about
it. Mom, why did you just call him Kyle and then Eric?
Well, I called him Kyle because that's our little cutesy name, and Eric is his middle name, and that's how he knows I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I thought we sent you to boarding school, and I'm going to rectify that.
Okay, I'll go back. I ran away again.
Honey, come back. Honey, come back. I know that the last year has been a real emotional roller coaster, but the ups and downs are going to flatten out, okay?
Stop talking about work, Dad! God!
How would you like it, Kyle Erickson, how would you like it if I came home from day and home every day and talked about the hospital?
You do come home every day and talk about the hospital.
Well, now, because I'm using it as an example of how you would like it if I... Do I really? Oh my God, I talk about the hospital constantly.
All you do is show me pictures of people who died.
And I don't even work there. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
Kyle, I'm so sorry. You know what? You were right. I was wrong. You talk about your work. I talk about the hospital that I...
Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm back again. The boarding school shut down because it's too spooky and sad. And
well,
not
good.
Enough people were making any friends there.
I'm glad they shut it down. It was a bad place. And
yeah,
we're sorry that...
it's shut down.
Okay, just let me call the principal and verify.
Yeah, but call my number instead.
call your number?
Yeah, my cell phone number.
That checks
out. I gave it to them.
Okay, and it's ringing.
I see the logic there.
Okay. It's ringing.
Oh, and our child's going around the corner.
Hello.
Is this Principal Anderson?
Yes, I am from the planet Gouda. Gorgonzola.
Wait a second.
That's what I meant.
Gouda? That's not the cheese planet.
Same.
I'm sorry.
You didn't get the name of the cheese planet right.
I am embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed too. And I'm embarrassed for you guys because neither one of you
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
There was this whole thing with like people getting into a fight at a Red Lobster a few weeks ago. It was all over Twitter, and it was like a Red Lobster somewhere where like, you know, the stay-at-home people were like demanding it be opened, and then were getting upset because they were waiting 3 hours for their Red Lobster. And I thought about like doing something on Twitter to like, hey, Adela, Aaron, this is our experience at Red Lobster too. But then the whole thing just made me so sad.
Yeah. I loved Red Lobster. And also, that's so funny that this came up, because today I was looking online because they sell like kits for making gluten-free Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's so expensive. The gluten-free ones are twice as expensive. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to buy it because it's too much money.
I was using Mariano's like order the groceries, and then you just go to the store and pick it up and they put it right in your car, which we did for the first time today. And it was a great experience. And I know a person who works at Mariano's was like, we would much rather you do that than come into the store because we work here and we don't want you to come into the store. Yeah. So that's my little PSA. But anyway, we did that, and I was looking online at like, I was like, I want some cereal. And there was like 40 pages of cereal because of course there fucking is. But the gluten-free cereal, which is cereal gluten-free? Because the gluten-free cereal was cheaper than the regular cereal. I'd never seen Cheerios
gluten-free.
Yeah. Okay.
Japes,
okay.
Any food that's fucking nastier than other food is going to be cheaper.
No. Gluten-free food is very expensive.
Your Beyond Beef is going to be cheaper than a steak. Your gluten-free cereal is going to be cheaper than tasty regular cereal.
Guys, my bagels are expensive. Feel sorry for me.
My bagels bring all the boys to the yard. Expensive. They're bagels for y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of Gluten-Free Cereal. Adnan Saeed.
Hello? Accepting a call from General Mills?
That's
you
right.
Mean Asia Malone? What's her name? Asia?
It's General Mills. No, you guys haven't gotten the answer to this riddle yet. How are you going to solve Bertha's travels?
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah, please.
Every day, Bertha travels 30 miles in the curse of her work. She doesn't travel in a wheeled vehicle and never has problems with traffic, the police, weather, or airports. What does she do?
She
dog
works,
walker.
She works as a pneumatic tube in a bank.
No, it's not a pneumatic tube in a bank. And Aaron, it's not a dog walker. And she might have trouble with weather as a dog walker.
Is she like a Peloton instructor or something?
Yeah, like a...
No, so she's not on a stationary anything. She is actually moving.
She's actually moving, but not in a wheeled vehicle.
Exactly. 30 miles in the course of her workday.
Train?
But traffic, no, because traffic, police, weather, or airports don't ever get in her way.
She's a helicopter queen?
Does she travel with other people?
Yes, she does. Travels with other people. Adel, she's not a helicopter queen.
Does she run the teacups ride at Disney World?
She does not run the teacups ride at Disney World. The people who run the ride rarely get on it.
So 30 miles, is this back to Smiles? Is this like...
No, we're not back to Smiles. That would come brilliantly full circle, but we are not there.
Okay, does she, when she traverses 30 miles per day, is she actually, I don't want to say moving, but is she actually going somewhere, or is it all self-contained in one area?
It's self-contained in one area. She's not like really going anywhere. She basically ends and begins her day at the same spot, but she does travel technically 30 miles. Here's some hints. Bertha is a woman who normally travels with other people, as Aaron got. She doesn't travel by walking or running, nor by plane or boat, but she does provide a service to passengers.
She teaches people the caterpillar?
Teach me how to caterpillar.
The last thing you said, you said she does provide a service for what?
For passengers.
For passengers?
Mm-hmm.
So is she a flight attendant?
Nope. Not a flight attendant, does not travel by plane or boat.
Is it Gemma?
It is Gemma Baberta. It is not Gemma.
I don't know.
I don't know. Can you give us a hint?
So I would say, remember, this is the blue book. I would say for the most part, I have experienced this job before. This job does not exist anymore. This is a more antiquated
travel
shop.
Agent.
Carrier? No. Is she a carrier pigeon?
No. I would say if I were to run into a person who still had this job, it would probably be downtown in Chicago. And maybe like at a new doctor's office or something like that. If I'd been to a building that I had like never been to before.
Ooh, is she a receptionist?
Oh, elevator person.
Elevator person, yes.
Operator?
Operator.
This is an elevator doctor, a.k.a. an elevator operator. You guys got it, yeah. Congratulations.
Wow.
You killed three of those riddles from the blue book. There's only like 57,000, right?
Yeah, what? I can't stress enough that we killed them.
JPC, yeah, I want to see a scene. You're playing an elevator operator, and you are very, very old, and Adel and I are going into the elevator.
Going up. Oh no.
Ugh.
Going up. Or I guess...
Going up!
He's or I guess facing going the wherever. Back corner.
Whatever's easiest.
Don't
we'll go
come
wherever.
To the back of the elevator!
Is that an Adam Sandler bit?
He's completely turned around. Sir, we'll just press
Shampoo
our own button.
Shampoo is better!
Yes, conditioner. Yes, we get it.
Conditioner is better.
Yeah, we all listen to Stan and Judy's kid. Listen, we...
Boy, I'm glad I called that guy.
Oh, yes, Steve Buscemi, Billy Madison. Listen, we're trying... Just take us up one floor and we'll walk the rest of the
Can
way.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh.
I'm Adam Sandler.
Ah!
I'm doing research for a new character.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a David Spade produced vehicle called wow. Old Elevator Operator. How do you think I did? How do you think I was? Was I convincing as
Why
an old
did you
elevator
piss
operator?
In the corner?
What's that?
Why'd Schneider you piss in the corner?
Schneider did that. I had nothing to do with that.
Also, aren't you worth like $500 million? Why are you wearing sweatpants and a dirty denim sweater?
Have a doobie. Aaron, anything to plug?
Follow me, AaronKeef10 on Instagram. And then AaronKeef2 on Twitter. I post some like characters and some content there sometimes. Also, watch my web series, Welcome Back, if you haven't yet. It's on YouTube. It's also, you can find a link to it on my Instagram. And it's all on my Twitter, too.
I would say that you can follow me on Twitch at Shark Barkman. I stream every day. I might be moving down to like a few days a week, but it's like somewhere around 11 a.m. Central Time to 2 p.m. Central Time. We just got done streaming all of The Witcher. It took me like 110-ish hours to beat. So I'm playing some other games now. But yeah, follow me over on Twitch. I'm also on Instagram at Shark Barkman and Twitter at JPSoFly.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Poldog. Get out there and vote. Also, I recently guested on some podcasts. You're going to want to check out my episode of Pop Up Film Cast. That's Pop Up Film Cast. And then Japes and I did an episode of a podcast called Quiz Quiz Bang Bang, which should be out now or out soon, in which we competed against another team of people in sort of pub trivia, which was really fun.
And if it's not out, don't message me asking me when it's going to be out. I don't put that podcast out.
And also check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. We have, I want to say, about 100 hours now of bonus content. We have, and whenever you join, you get access to the entire back catalog. We have all kinds of content there. We have review crew episodes. We have live streams. We have some one-shots that are real silly. We have a hey relationship. So if you're craving extra content from us, our Patreon is the absolute best place to find that.
And if you are craving nitrous gases in a cold distilled form, Aaron, what planet might you go visit?
Earth. Just kidding.
I don't.
Jupiter. Bye.
Bye forever. Ooh. Close your eyes. Lay down on the floor, stop your podcast, and go ahead and make yourself a nice Beyond Beef sandwich.
The outro will be jarring for you.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.